people. What do they call him?
Smyrnitis.
Uh-huh. You ever hear him called the tongue tattler, tattlebox, or tattletale?
Yeah.
Which one?
Tattletale, yeah.
Okay. And if you want a bouquet for dinner on your table, you might send Dee out to the garden and, if there's some flowers, what would he do? He might what?
Bring back some onions, yeah.
Yeah? And how would he get the onions?
I'd put them up.
Uh-huh. And if you had some flowers out there and you wanted to get some nice fresh flowers, what would you do?
Yeah, he'd cut them about this long.
About a foot, yeah?
Yeah. And put them in little vases with water in it.
Yeah. Okay, well, can't get that. And if a child, something a child might play with, what do children usually play with?
What's new?
What do children usually play with?
Children usually play with?
Yeah.
Balls.
Uh-huh. What are all those different things called?
The truck wagons and balls.
Yeah, what are all those truck wagons, balls, and things like that? What are all those called? Like stores usually sell them. Stores for children are usually called what?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a few of them. These hickory nuts. Here's what. I've seen a few of these around the land.
Here's walnuts. See, you bust those walnuts open. See that goodie in there?
Uh huh. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Take him.
Okay.
That'll be.
When you start coming, we're going to be so
close. That'll be coming back and let people see him and never seen none. That'll be a sight to them.
Yeah, sure would.
Yeah, where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be a sight to them. Mm-hmm.
What do you call those pretty little things that that children play with? What's that called?
I guess I know, if I can think.
Okay, well, we'll go back to that later on. I wanted to just finish up this section here. Okay. One thing I missed on the parts of speech last time, it's number 101, page 100, question 1. You might say when you're talking to someone, he didn't know that he was going on, but he blank, he knew it all. He didn't know what was going on, but he really blank, he knew it all.
That's people bootlegging, I guess.
Okay. Okay, now we're going back to page 61, question number 7. 61.7. What's the kind of tree with broad leaves on it that are shed all the time and has bark that peels with little knobs or balls on it for chopping wood? And they're good for use in chopping blocks, you know?
Yeah, I imagine it's the sweet gum, I guess.
Uh-huh. A what?
Sweet gum tree.
Mm-hmm. What is a sweet gum tree?
They're hard to split. Block them is good for chop block because they're hard to split.
What are the different kinds of trees that you have around here in the community?
Maple, sweet gum, hickory, red oak, white oak, and
You ever hear of a buttonwood, button ball, plane tree?
No.